Chat 6. Mark, himself a keen gardener, follows up his chat in our last edition with Vision Norfolk's own Monty Don by learning from Penny Whitby about Vision Norfolk's sensory garden created for blind and visually impaired visitors at the Royal Horticultural Society's flower show at Sandringham last month.
Hello there, this is Mark. I've come to meet with a colleague from Vision Norfolk, Penny Whitby. And now, Penny, you're our hub coordinator over in the west of the county. And this time, sort of last year, I think we were approached by the RHS for an activity to take part in a community cube. And this was to do with the flower show at the Sandringham Flower Show, which is an annual event that takes place in July every year. And so if you can start off by telling us, Penny, how did you become involved with the event a few months ago?
Okay, well, hello everybody. And yes, we were approached for the Sandringham Flower Show and asked if we would like to take part and have a community cube. This initially came to Vision Norfolk via our fundraiser. He was in discussion with them. And then as we were asked if we would support with organising the community cube if Vision Norfolk decided to go ahead with one. After discussions, it was felt that we would take on the task of organising a community garden, and that was led by Rachel, who's one of our trustees, and I supported Rachel with that on behalf of Vision Norfolk.
That's brilliant. Okay, so you're working with one of our trustees, and I believe also that we had a sort of qualified garden designer as well, Penny?
Yes, because what happens is once you've decided and told the RHS that you will go ahead with the community garden, they look at the list of gardeners that they know of in the area, and they'll ask a gardener if they would be happy to work with the organisation if it's something they'd like to do. And then they sort of do a match with Vision Norfolk, and our gardener was called Rajul Shah, who was the head, or is the head of gardening at the Norris School of Gardening.
That's fantastic, brilliant. So obviously a well-known local person. And I guess obviously the theme to our garden was looking at that plants were suitable for blind and partially sighted gardeners.
The idea was very much that we wanted it to be a sensory garden, so that there were lots of tactile plants, there were lots of fragrant plants, there were lots of different textures. So, for example, the trees had a peeling bark, and when the bark was rough on the outside, but when it peeled, it left a very smooth trunk to the tree. We had lots of like logs, water, and a sort of aluminium troughs that the water was in. So very sort of tactile, lots of little fluffy plants and lots of grasses that would rustle in the breeze. And then because obviously we wanted it to represent Vision Norfolk, and so we had two eye sculptures made, and the eye sculptures were put at different levels within the garden, so when you looked at it, it was to sort of make people think it was sort of an asymmetric face. But they were encouraged to go and look through the eye sculptures and consider things from different perspectives, which again really fits in with looking at sight loss in a different way, not presuming that just because someone has sight loss, you know, they're not able or capable to do things. And also the message was to people with sight loss, we often have people come in to the centre who will say, oh, I don't garden anymore because I can't see. Or a lady came in and said, my dad used to like gardening, but he doesn't garden anymore because he can't see the flowers. And it's to just make people think it's not just about sight in the garden, it's about the smells and taste and texture. And in the wider world, really, outside in the countryside. So very much encouraging people back to gardening and enjoying the outside world.
Fantastic. And what size was our garden display?
So the garden was in a 3 meter by 3 meter cube, and the eye sculptures within it were each one had a diameter of 75 centimeters.
Wow, that's great. And what kind of reaction did you get from visitors whilst they were at the Sandringham Flower Show?
It was very positive, with the looking at the different senses, and also really liking the fact that we've got the eye sculptures and making people think about things from a different perspective, which a lot of people did say that made, it made them do just that, really. There was also a lot of people there who were very much into their gardening, which was really nice. But yeah, I think everybody really engaged well with us. They were very enthusiastic. We had some people come who had sight loss or had relatives with sight loss, and really had a nice chat, really promoted the organisation. But also, I think people felt encouraged by the garden and took away with them things they were going to try at home.
That's fantastic. And I believe the event took place over several days.
Yes, it was from the Wednesday to the Sunday, the Wednesday morning being the day that there was a media presence, and there was great excitement because Charles and Camilla, the King and Queen, came to look round and to do some presentations for the bigger gardens. I think they said sort of each day was about 10 to 12,000 people, so quite a lot of people there. But again, it was very well organised, and there was always a constant stream of people to be speaking to, and yeah, a really enjoyable event, I
Well,
think.
and were you there every day?
I was there 3 days. I was there the Wednesday, Thursday, and the Sunday, which was very nice. It was very hot. And standing by the cube, there was no shade or anything. So I was very much there with my hat on and my sunglasses and, keeping ourselves cool and
Yeah.
well watered. But it was, yeah, very hot day, very dry. So it got very dusty shoes and legs and everything. By the time you got home, you needed a good shower.
All
But
right.
yeah, we were lucky with the weather, and I think they very much had to keep the gardens watered. Our garden designer, she was busy after we'd left in the evening. She would be there watering the plants and just rearranging. It's amazing what goes into the garden design. They rearrange the leaves so that they sit in the correct position, and they actually even polish some of the leaves to get like limescale off them so that they look more presentable. So it's actually incredible what goes into, making the garden look so lovely.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And in terms of sort of questions and what people are asking you, did you get sort of many people asking you about how visually impaired people can continue gardening?
Definitely. They were asking about how people can continue gardening. They were also asking me, as I'm someone with sight loss myself, from my perspective, what did I get out of gardening, and do I garden myself, which I do. And they were also, asking from my perspective what I got out of our garden. And I think it was just making people understand then that, Vision Norfolk had been involved from the start in the creation of the garden with the garden designer. And the garden designer had been very good when we were working together at explaining to me what the plants looked like, and what the design was going to look like all the way through. She also had to adapt because she knew all the Latin names for all the plants, but I would just say, "Do you mean that big tall one with the round thing on the top that rattles?" So I wasn't very technical, so she had to say, "Yes, that's the one I mean." Or, she then got used to describing things, thinking herself. It made her think as well about how to describe things. And so I think even that raises awareness with people who are not always thinking about it, of how to describe things or looking at things slightly differently.
That's fantastic, Penny. Well, as a blind gardener myself, I'm all in favour of all those things you're saying, and it's really good to get the message across to people that despite failing sight or any kind of sight loss, that you can continue still to garden and you can still get a lot of enjoyment out of it. That's so important. I'm just curious to know a little bit more now about what's actually happened to the garden, because presumably it's had to be disassembled, if that's the right word.
Yes, so on the Sunday evening, around about 4 o'clock, there is the option to sell off some of the flowers and plants if you want to. So what happened was at 4 o'clock we sold some of the plants off, and the money raised from the plants will be going to Vision Norfolk. And then also some of the plants went back with Rajul, our garden designer, and the ice sculptures themselves will be coming back to Hammond Court, the sheltered housing complex at Vision Norfolk, so that will be quite nice just to have a memento of it all the time. But the actual frame itself is then, you know, left and disassembled by, you know, staff from the RHS Sandringham Flower Show, and probably taken away and possibly used again next time.
That's fantastic. Great. Well, it sounds like the event was very successful, and I guess you probably picked up a few hints and tips yourself, did you? Or learned a little bit of horticultural knowledge?
I did. I think I've learned a few Latin names. I'm not quite sure I still pronounce them correctly. And also, it was interesting just learning different tips from Rajul. You know, I mean, whether I will ever actually clean leaves or anything, but you know, she did have lots of little tips about how to look after your plants, or it was also interesting to see herbs with the lovely flowers, lovely pink flowers, lovely purple poker flowers on another herb, because generally looking at the herbs I have in my garden, we tend to grow them to a point we pick them and eat them, but actually they've got beautiful flowers, so it's actually made me rethink as well about my herb garden.
Wonderful. Great. Well, it's been lovely to hear about the events, and I hope you didn't get too much sunburnt, but it sounds like you deserve a well-earned rest after those few days at Sandringham. It's been lovely to talk to you, and I look forward to seeing you at work, and we'll no doubt hear more about gardening activities at Vision Norfolk in the coming months. And thank you very much for your time, Penny.
That's lovely. Thank you very much, Mark.
Thanks.